Yes.
It's still recording.
Well, and frankly, that's fine because it's public meetings. But
when I go into these files, they are incomplete, and anything that they had was full of stuff about Jesus and finding the Lord and church stuff, and it had nothing to do with the county.
Okay.
And so from, I would really like some guidance on what we've got because I would love to know.
Okay, so
can you show us any of these files that have that?
I threw away all the religious stuff when I came into office. Well, let
me ask the next question here, Wesley. When our decisions are made, do you know? Is it up to the assessor to put the basis of that in the file, or is that just something you have?
It's in the system. The minutes are put into the system and everything.
Okay, the minutes are put into the system, but basically it just says it was lowered unless they want to go back and read.
The minutes will show what the value was set to.
Okay, is there a way that her office can go back and look and see what we did and why? In other words, it would save her potentially from bringing something up like Jeff has been talking about,
right,
that we just decided.
There's ones that, let's see here. Let me look at one that maybe number one has it.
Well, like the guy was in here this morning, he's got to walk up the stairs. It's not a walk-in unit.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't sell that unit. We had lots of information last year, as I recall, about that. I mean, they just couldn't even sell it because if you have to be 55 plus and nobody will take that unit because it's up on top. So, I mean, that made sense to us. I just want...
If you look here, it shows that there was a debate done.
This is a written notice, and they were given a month to contact me, and we've been running calls for a lot of people.
So if they contact you, that then gives permission to go out there and look at the property?
She already did physical description. When I first read this, I thought... I mean, obviously, we're reading it on the fly, but anyway, that particular one, I don't think that she is limited as long as that card went out, because they have a right to, when it goes up over 15%, to say, I want a physical inspection, and then they have to do it within 30 days, and then she has to send somebody out, and if she doesn't, then she can't go above 15%.
Right.
But he didn't request it. He said he saw somebody come out and wave or whatever, so... Anyway, the limit that I was previously talking about, I don't think is there.
Okay.
On your question, if it shows anything, if you look up on the screen in that pink, it says abate, and that wasn't when the value was set by the BOE.
Okay.
Now, is it clear that it says it's set by BOE? No, it isn't clear, but
okay.
That was one of last year.
It does on our worksheet, though, when we go in on a P-Val and ours, it will say abatement BOE.
Right.
Program.
Okay.
Going forward,
that I think, and, you know, I think that's become abundantly clear. We would like to know that you have looked at what we have already done. And so
I would love to, because, you know, I wanted to keep the sound on. It's nothing.
Right.
That's
so,
my key.
Okay. And that's, but can we, is
and,
there a way to do that?
I send the minutes to the, what's the minutes?
I'm not, by the way, I'm not chastising anybody. I'm just trying to.
Chuck did ask for a set of the copy of the minutes last year. So they was sent over there to that office.
Okay.
And I do not know where they keep them or anything like that over there. But
okay, so when there's a BOE abatement, as long as she can see that when she's evaluating the property and have somebody in her office go look at that and why we did it or what we did, then if something's changed, she can do what she's going to do. But if nothing has changed, we probably know that we don't want to see it.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Let's go to 2020. Here, I've got the minutes here by the days and 2020 BOE minutes. This here is what I sent over to them.
Okay.
It's going to take you a minute here. And as you can see, it says we had a motion to table this one.
Yeah, but our reasoning is not why we did it is not there, of course. Okay.
It's not going to be in there either.
But at least she knows we made a decision.
Yes. Yeah. It's like this in here. It says BOE 2008 was set to 67,409.
Well, and obviously, you're going to get to know how we're making our decisions and doing those kinds of things. So,
right.
All right. I mean, I guess that kind of answers my question.
I'm not here to thwart you, and you can tell I care enough to research so I don't have a pool coming in here. And so the point is I just couldn't find anybody. That was the frustrating part. And at a certain point, I had to start doing my job. You know, I can't keep waiting to see if someone will reveal to me what could have happened to all this stuff. I have no earthly idea. And I need a way to calculate the system.
And I, you know, we're still on the record here, and I think that the main thing that our board wanted also to say was just don't assume, one, that the taxpayer is lying, or two, that it is a result of a grudge. And that's unfortunate the language was used, but I think you understand now the frustration that it's caused. So the main thing we want is to be able to make sure you know how we made our decisions in the years past and that you take that into consideration when you're doing your stuff, because you know it's going to come in front of us eventually.
And the floodplain thing, like I said, if I'd known, I would have gone across the board, just like I did with the condo tells. Once I find out there's something wrong, I have like 8 people in my office that are doing real estate, and I just divvy it up among all 8. I said, let's just do this and get it done today. And we just took care of all of it. Mm-hmm. And everybody went down.
Okay.
But I ran out of time.
Mm-hmm. Sure. There's time. There's a lot of...
Do we have one more to do before lunch?
I'm trying to... Let me filter through. I should have been making checks.
Those two there was...
Well, we already called one and left a message, right?
And that was the same.
Well, but there's another one on the -6.
Mr. Eads.
No, John and Sue Duttenham Trust.
You made a motion on that.
That was the upstairs unit. One.
Oh, that we already did that one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, he was here. Okay. That's right. We did that one. Okay, so we're done for the morning?
You don't want to call us last night, the rental guy?
Which one is that?
That's Mr. Eads. I don't know what number he is, but...
I think he may be afternoon.
Yep, we have him. We have him for this afternoon.
So he's going to be the same thing. I lowered him substantially. His nightly rental.
Okay, well, lower his value, but
we're a little bit of
right because of the
his tax
commercial would go.
We're a little bit ahead of time, but why don't we do? Are you good? I mean, I'm sure we all have stuff to do, so let's do a lunch. Can we come back a little early? I mean, won't we?
And then some of the people might be here. Maybe we can get some of them done.
Let's say 12:45. Recess till 12:45.
So, do they lock the door while we're gone? Just leave.